The last few months has seen a dramatic rise in violence across Pakistan. A Taliban spokesman blamed the American security company and Blackwater and Pakistan's spy agencies for the recent spat of terrorist attacks. Meanwhile, Blackwater denies having any contracts in the country. We can now cross live to our Washington studio with Dina Gazofsky. Hi, Dina. How are you today? So who is responsible for the attacks?
The Pakistan.
Go ahead, Dina. I apologize.
That's right. Well, the Pakistani Taliban is actually denying responsibility, blaming Z Services, also formerly known as Blackwater, as well as the country's own security forces. Now, author and investigative journalist Webster Tarpley, he's got a different take on what's really going on over there in Pakistan. He joins me today to discuss this. So, Mr. Tarpley, first of all, isn't it kind of surprising that there's denial here on the part of the Pakistani Taliban blaming Z Services? I mean, why would Z Services be involved in these attacks and these bombings? What do they have to gain from it? It just seems to not really make all that much sense.
The entire thrust of U.S. policy in the region, Afghanistan and Pakistan, is to provoke a civil war in Pakistan, to break up Pakistan, and prevent Pakistan from becoming an energy corridor between Iran and China. And I think this claim is actually quite plausible, that it was not the Taliban who set these bombs in the women's market, killing 108 women and children, 100 more wounded, but that this was quite possibly Blackwater. This would be coherent with the U.S. policy.
But can't you turn that around and say that the Taliban is just trying to incite anti-American sentiment, that they're getting kind of worried about this aggressive campaign by the Pakistani military, and so that's why they're doing this?
The civil war in Pakistan goes like this. The Chinese government is backing the central government in Islamabad. The U.S. is backing the Taliban. The Taliban are a proxy and a secret army of the U.S. So while Hu and Obama are embracing in Beijing, they're actually on two sides of a proxy war in Pakistan. Now, where this could lead, suppose you have a full-scale civil war in Pakistan. Suppose the Taliban get somewhere near the nuclear forces of Pakistan. Now, that would get out of the area of a big regional crisis into some kind of a shocking, spectacular world panic. And I think there are people in Wall Street who would like to do that. We've got a terrible weakness in the dollar right now. The dollar goes down, down, down. Wall Street always thinks in moments like this, if you could get a real shock out in the world.
So you're blaming
fear,
Wall Street for being complicit in this? I mean, let's talk about the fact that a spokesperson from Z said that there are no concrete contractors in there, that they're just providing security for a U.S.-backed project, but they're not, they're not in there permanently. I mean, justify that, because you mentioned two different things. We're talking about a security firm, a private security firm, and Wall Street?
Well, we're talking about entities which are honeycombed with CIA and U.S.
So
intelligence
community. So what
does Wall
Street have to gain from these blasts and these bombings and these casualties in Pakistan?
Again, if it gets to a threshold of something really big, they get a worldwide fear and a worldwide flight into the dollar. Now, let's also remember, Pakistan is not far from the Straits of Hormuz.
Why would they want people to fear the dollar if they're making
the fear
money on Wall Street?
The fear is to be frightened about what's going on in the world and go for the safe haven of the dollar, which Wall Street believes would still hold up in the current situation.
What is that, the safe haven of the dollar?
The safe haven is that all the hot money in the world, under conditions of worldwide panic, might very well flee back into the dollar, which would allow the propping up of the dollar compared to the euro, the yen, and even the renminbi, because the countries that would suffer, if anything happened to the flow of oil out of the Straits of Hormuz, it would be Japan, China, and Europe who would take it on the chin, and the U.S. would be relatively cushioned against this. It would be an oil crisis. Now, the other thing that plays into this is things have changed here in the U.S. We have a wave of Islamophobia like we haven't had in quite a few years. We've got the Fort Hood Major Hassan case, I believe a patsy. We've got the KSM trial in New York coming up. We've got the seizure of Iranian mosques. We've got a whole series of things that are feeding into an anti-Muslim hysteria. And when that happens, you have to ask why. Who's doing it? What is being prepared?
So you're saying it's a lot of different issues here at play. I want to thank you for being here. It's going to be back to you over there in Moscow. Webster Tarpley here with me in the studios in Washington, D.C.
Thank you. That was Dina Gazofsky talking to Webster Tarpley, an American author and investigative journalist.